Christine Nichols is a speech pathologist at Winfield Elementary School in Putnam County. In this audio postcard, she talks about the challenges of trying to do speech therapy remotely with young kids who may not have access to the internet, even if they have caregivers who can help them.
I'm Christine Nichols. I'm a speech pathologist. I work at Winfield Elementary School. When this pandemic hit, and we had the stay-at-home order, and school was canceled, it threw us off, but it took about a day for us to figure out, okay, what are we going to do? So we made packets for all of our kids, and we were under the gun a little bit because we only had a day to do it, and then we weren't allowed to be back in the schools at all. So we sat down, my coworker and I, and we made an individualized packet for each of our students. We were required to meet the IEP, Individualized Education Program, timelines for each of our students. So we had to figure out how are we going to connect with our parents to have these meetings, either through video conference or phone, and that proved to be quite a challenge. Some parents don't have access to the internet, so that would make teletherapy impossible. Some of our kids are staying with relatives that we didn't know that they were with, or foster families. That made it difficult. Some kids will need 30 minutes twice a week. We don't know how in the world to provide that for them. Yet we've been told that we have to try our best to figure that out. Phone therapy for speech is not really effective. Teletherapy would be the best case scenario, but we've not been trained. So I started looking at tutorials on YouTube. The internet is exploding now with ways that you can learn how to do teletherapy, but I don't feel prepared at all to do that. You know, you have to get a platform that's HIPAA and FERPA compliant, and a lot of those cost money. Thankfully, a lot of these companies are giving us free access. But again, you've got to have a reliable internet. And I've found out how unreliable my internet is here. The video drops out or the audio drops out. So it's proven to be a big challenge. One of the important things about doing speech therapy is being able to see your client and for them to be able to see you. If you're working on an articulation problem, and the child has trouble saying certain sounds, they rely on visual cues and they rely on models and imitation to be able to correct their sounds. And that's something that you just can't do over the phone. You really rely on that visual feedback. Like if a child has trouble saying the S sound, and a S could sound like the F sound, like a F over the phone. If I can't see what that kid's doing with their mouth, then I can't give the feedback to say, oh, you need to put your teeth together. So phone therapy for that problem would be an impossibility. They gave us some suggestions that if we absolutely can't get a video conference or a reliable and HIPAA-compliant platform to do video therapy, to talk to the parent about things they could do with the child. And that will work with some kids, but we have a lot of three-year-olds who are in preschool special needs classes, and their problems with communication aren't necessarily articulation. It's more general communication and being able to express their needs and their wants and to do it in a way that is developmentally appropriate. It's difficult to talk with a parent about strategies to work on other than just in generalities. We did give them packets at the beginning of this crisis that were activities that they could do, general activities. But it's really hard to do therapy through another person. Now, parents know their kids best, and they know what they can do. But some of these nuanced things about communication are hard to describe and would be hard to teach a parent how to recognize and correct. And a lot of it, like a lady I spoke with a couple weeks ago, when I called her and I asked her if she needed anything, and she said they were fine, but she has a couple other kids. So it's a little bit unrealistic for me to say, okay, you need to sit down with your one child for 30 minutes twice a week and do this. I'm trying to balance those two things. I want to be compassionate with our parents, and I want to make sure I'm not giving them something that they can't handle, but I'm also trying to stay within the IEP guidelines. The mom that I spoke to, she was, you know, I could hear the kids in the background, and she was good-natured about it, but she said that, you know, she was tired and struggling a little bit. We're just now starting to get a handle on this. And we'll make it work, but it's just going to look really different than anything we've ever done.
That was Christine Nichols, a speech pathologist at Winfield Elementary School. Nichols was interviewed by health reporter Kara Lofton, and this postcard was produced by Xander Alloy.